Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Jesse Green, and Jesse's here from a long way off from New York. He's here from Seattle. He came in to New York for the Fancy Food Show, which was at the Javits Center last week of June, and he comes from a subject matter that's near and dear to my heart, which is food. And, of course, I come from Indiana, which is the home of Orville Redenbacher, but nevertheless, he comes from another popcorn dynasty known as Uncle Woody's. So welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Tell us about your popcorn lineage.
Well, I'd be happy to. Well, Seattle Popcorn Company makes a product called Uncle Woody's Caramel Corn. Uncle Woody's was started in 2002 by Nancy and Vinnie Horiuchi out of Seattle, Washington. And the company was based to... well, to basically make a high-ingredient popcorn that before that time really hadn't been produced before.
And why is that? Popcorn seems to be something relatively simple. It grows like corn. It's hard, and you throw it in some oil and put a lid on for a few seconds, and the next thing you know, you've got this white, fluffy popcorn that everybody loves.
Well, the difference is that when Nancy and Vinny started this, they wanted to create a popcorn that was artisan, something that was handmade from whole ingredients. So, for example, our top seller is our original caramel corn, and it's quite simple. How we make our caramel corn is we take 100% pure cane brown sugar, make caramel in big vats, and add popcorn to it. We really don't add any preservatives, no added flavors, no added colors. It's made in a simple way with a really special recipe that we've definitely got a lot of followers that really love our products.
Snacks, just generally, is a very large category. Everything from, you know, chips to Mexican snacks to Asian snacks. It's a big category. There's little bags of all kinds of stuff out there. How do you market the product? How do you try to set yourself apart from all the other folks out there that want people to fork over a buck or two for a bag?
Well, that's absolutely true, especially in the popcorn world. In 2010, we saw a real big surge in popcorn companies that make artisan pre-pop popcorn like we do. We really attribute that to growing quality coming out in the markets, people like Creeders that had been in the popcorn game since the early 1900s, started producing popcorn again at a really great level. Our success, we really have to tip our hat, really only goes to the quality of our product. Our company, when it was started by Nancy and Vinny, never meant to be this big. What ended up happening, though, is people really responded well to the product. They actually started selling it outside of a baseball field, and some small C stores ended up wanting to carry the product because it was such high quality. Before you knew it, we were found by an 80-store drugstore chain who exposed us to the mass market, and now we're sold in all 50 states in the U.S., Ireland, England, Scotland, Poland, Germany, and Canada.
What was your background before you entered the world of popcorn?
Well, that's pretty funny. Out of college, I went into food broker. I actually worked for a company called Costco. I was an in-house food broker and represented some of the largest food manufacturers in the U.S. for about 5 years. I moved around in different aspects of the broker world, and then actually started going into commercial banking. So I was a commercial banker for 5 years for U.S. Bank Corp, one of the largest banks here in the U.S., and Seattle Popcorn Company ended up being one of my very first clients that I had when I was a commercial banker.
Well, if I were a commercial banker, I would certainly go kicking and screaming into the world of popcorn.
Oh, I can tell you, my kids, Daddy the banker was a lot more boring than Daddy the popcorn man.
I can only imagine. Well, now, the interesting thing that when we struck up our original conversation at the Fancy Food Show was obviously about the product, about the food, but your company, as a business, has taken an interesting tack on giving back. So let's open up that side of the Uncle Woody story, the Uncle Woody popcorn story?
Absolutely. Well, about 12 months ago, I started working with the Department of Veteran Affairs. I wanted to develop a program for us to give back to a community or to the cause that we really believe in. And so with the Department of Veteran Affairs, I was trying to push the idea of us developing an item, one SKU, where all the sales of that item, all of the proceeds would go to support VA hospitals. My sister is actually currently a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. My dad served in the Army. My grandfather served 20 years in the Coast Guard. So this was something that was near and dear to our hearts. The veterans, the benefits that they receive are drastically reduced than what they would get when they were in service. The Department of Veteran Affairs is actually pretty much fully funded by the U.S. taxpayer, and they've seen slashes in their budgets. And this is something that we felt as a U.S. company that gets the benefits of being here that we could do something about. So developing this item, which we actually now have and has just launched, called the Patriot Popcorn, like I said, the proceeds are going to the VA hospital, but we've designate it to something very specific, and that's actually to the prescription drug programs, because how underfunded they are. When you're in the service and you get prescribed drugs that for any illness, you can pretty much take anything and there's no cost to you. But as soon as you become a veteran, as soon as you've completed your service, those are drastically reduced, and the availability of the medications you can get are drastically reduced. Some of the people that we are very proud of that serve this country, as soon as they're out, they don't have the drugs that they need to be taken care of. Things like PTSD, where is a direct result of the service that we ask them to do, a lot of people can't afford the medications to properly treat themselves.
Are you sort of in cahoots with some other companies that are doing similar things so that you can coordinate your efforts?
That's actually the most important part of this program. We are very proud of being able to develop the Patriot program with the United States Department of Affairs because it's so close to our hearts. But there really is a bigger picture here. We believe as a company that a company should do... it should do no harm. It actually should do good. And so I have been working with other manufacturers to try to help them develop the same type of program that we have. The funds from an item, if you were to create one small SKU, and if you were to take those proceeds and we'll say any charity or any type of cause that the company were to believe in and donate those, there's a lot of good that we can do in this space. Just as you saw at the Fancy Food Show, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vendors that were just represented there. If a small percentage of the companies decided to develop an item-based charity or a gift to a cause, there's a lot of good that can be done out there.
I guess if you can't do 100%, there's also ways to manipulate the SKU so that a percentage of a purchase, because we see a lot of that.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that if you think about it, the items, if you're donating the proceeds, the items are paying for themselves. It does take some effort for the company to develop the program and work towards that. But once you get the product rolling out on the shelves, all of the sales support the hiring and the working of the individuals working at whatever facility is putting this program together, the marketing funds, the overhead, really anything that can become a cause to this gets wrapped in the cost of goods. It's really the proceeds that are out there. And so while I would love to see on any level corporations or food manufacturers take an item and donate the proceeds towards it, I really would like to encourage that just develop one item where all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, so after all the costs that are wrapped involved in it, are given to any cause that that corporation or that manufacturer believes in, there's a lot of good that can be done out there.
Even if you are a very small company and you only have one or two products, you could probably repackage one of those products in a special way.
Absolutely, and actually that has a lot. We really came off of that type of program with the Patriot program itself. While it is unique because we're using a special blend of our original caramel and truffle salt, an actual item that has a lot of demand for us, we decided to put those items together for the very first time, which we don't know of it being done out there in the popcorn market right now, to create a really dynamic dynamic item, but you can repackage any type of your goods or services or anything that your company produces and put that together in just a program to support a cause that you really believe in.
If people want more information about your popcorn and your popcorn products, how can they find that?
Absolutely. You're welcome to visit us at our website, which is www.seattlepopcorn.com. And you can also find us at UncleWoody's.com. You can find all of our servings there and through online retail outlets, so you can find us on Amazon.
And if people want some information about maybe doing a startup version of the contribution, is there information on those same websites, or do you have a separate destination for that?
Well, I would actually suggest contacting me directly. This is something that I'm very passionate about, and having the experience that I do on trying to develop a program towards that, I would actually encourage people to contact me directly. You can contact me at Jesse, which is J-E-S-S-E, at seattlepopcorn.com. I know putting that out there on the radio opens up the door for anyone to contact me at any time, but that's what I want to encourage. I want to reach out there and say, we can all do something good if we just band together and start developing goods and services that go towards whatever your company or whatever the people in there believe in. We actually have quite a bit of experience, not only with myself, but on my board of directors, with helping companies and actually helping Chinese companies as well. Patrick Looney, who used to be an attorney at the prestigious K&L Gates, he's actually lives in Beijing right now, and he has a company called Mintwood LLC. And what all he does is work with Chinese companies that want to do business, or individuals that want to do business within the U.S., and the same thing with U.S. companies wanting to do business within China.
And if people want to buy the popcorn, Uncle Woody's, simple, easy enough to remember, and it's in every 50 states and even if you go abroad. So thank you so much for stopping by and for coming to the food show and for telling us your story.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.